I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The Santa Fe Symphony will welcome a new principal conductor in January. The usual round of introductions will not be necessary, however. Filling the position will be one of the best-known musicians in the area. Conductor and violinist Guillermo Figueroa was the very popular music director for 12 seasons of the now-departed New Mexico Symphony Orchestra. His new role in Santa Fe brings him back to New Mexico on an ongoing and very welcome basis. Guillermo, great to have you here.
Great to be here, Spencer. Nice to see you again.
Principal conductor, what exactly does that title mean?
I've been asking that question myself and asking a lot of people. It's a different way of saying that the orchestra is cooperative, essentially run by the musicians themselves, which is a really wonderful thing, as opposed to different orchestras, the old and MSO included. I was chosen by the musicians themselves, not by a search committee or by the board of directors or anything like that. So it was quite an honor to know that the musicians themselves want you, and you approach the job in a very, very different way because you know, you feel you have that support. And being a cooperative means that they are involved in all sorts of decisions. They provide ideas. Things are discussed. It's all done by consensus. It's a very good process. It makes the musicians feel a real part of the orchestra. And when you feel like your voice is heard and being respected, there's a very different attitude. People even play differently, I think, when that happens. So it's a very, very good situation.
And of course, when the Santa Fe Symphony was created, it was created by the musicians themselves.
Exactly, yes.
Which makes it unusual.
They've continued that format all the way, and I think it's wonderful.
And we should say that the musicians in the Santa Fe Symphony are very similar to the makeup of the musicians from the New Mexico Symphony.
It's a good 65 to 70% the same musicians.
Great. Yes. Could you maybe share with us any ideas that you're going to bring with you to the Santa Fe Symphony?
Yes. Where I think I could be very effective is in trying to bring slightly different audiences, perhaps increase the participation of Hispanic residents. I certainly have been pushing very hard for more new music because I think it's really important at the mission of an orchestra. I would like to do some commissions, bring in different artists that have not been there before, create a kind of environment that approaches as much as possible the innovative things that I was able to do with the Figueroa Project, which you knew very well.
Right.
There were a lot of things that were different about that organization, playing concerts in costume, using theatrical elements, mixing genres of music in one program. So all of those kind of things, I think, can be done very effectively there as well.
The Figueroa Project was something that you created in the aftermath of the New Mexico Symphony.
Correct.
A lot of multimedia elements, which the audiences really seem to enjoy.
Yes, right.
Since the New Mexico Symphony folded, 2011, you've been involved with the Figueroa Project, a lot of concerts here in New Mexico and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. You have a job in Florida.
Correct.
At the Lynn Conservatory. Was it your desire, Guillermo, to find another ongoing position in New Mexico?
Yes, it was very frustrating to not have a job here where I live. A lot of people think that I had left. I've never left New Mexico. I've always lived here. My wife, Valerie, is a violinist too, and she has a very, very active career. She won a position in the Santa Fe Symphony as a violinist member, official member, 2 years ago, before my tenure. So, and she has a big studio of classes teaching violin. So we really wanted to be able to be here and have the whole family, because my daughter goes to Sandia. She's with Festival Ballet Albuquerque. So when the Santa Fe Symphony became a possibility, of course, I was delighted. And it was just wonderful that it worked out this way.
Could you share with us maybe about how the offer came about?
Well, I think it's been over a three-year process. Once the previous conductor, Stephen Smith, decided that he was going to leave, they started this process of inviting several conductors to conduct, myself included. People sort of kept getting eliminated, and I think by the last season, there were three of us that were still standing. And that's essentially how it came to be. The musicians finally voted, and I was the lucky one.
Congratulations. I think it's a very important cultural marker mm-hmm. for any community to have a symphony orchestra. What role do you think a symphony orchestra can or should play in the life of a city, town, or a community?
Because a symphony orchestra is such a large organization, it can provide a focus, a center for a lot of other diverse arts communities that could not do the same thing in return. The obvious examples is go to poor communities, go to schools, send the musicians to different places. But at the same time, we can bring people. I am a great believer in cooperation. We could invite dancers from different companies. We could have actors, choruses, other musicians, events involving artists that could display in our lobby during concerts and make the symphony, this is my goal, make the symphony the center, the hub of the artistic life of Santa Fe. That's what I very much hope will happen.
I know that in the past, you've worked very hard for the orchestra to reflect the community. What are your thoughts about that in terms of the Santa Fe Symphony?
I am, even though I've lived in New Mexico for 14 years now, I have to admit that I don't really know the Santa Fe community all that well. I have not lived there. I go occasionally for my concerts and things like that. But I, my first few months from now, from January until next season, is going to be a big process of beginning to talk to people, go into different communities. What is it that people like? What do they expect? What are their needs? Which I think is going to be quite different from Albuquerque. This is just a period for me to learn, get a feel for where the orchestra is right now artistically, and what can I do to improve it by judicious programming, by finding new ways of rehearsing. But until I get there and actually conduct and see the musicians' reactions and how they're going to respond to me, I've only been a guest. When you're a guest, people treat you very differently. When you are the boss, or it's a whole different ball game. So I'm looking forward to that very much. Again, it's just a process for me to learn right now.
Well, I wish you the best of luck,
Thank
Guillermo.
You.
Guillermo Figueroa makes his first appearance as the new principal conductor of the Santa Fe Symphony with a concert on January 22nd at the Lenzic Center. Go to santafesymphony.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.